How about we do some dude knowledge?
We welcome someone to the show.
Let's say hi to Krista calling us from Valley Station.
Hi, Krista from Valley Station.
Hi.
Hi. You know, a long time ago, I made a song about Valley Station to the tune of California Girls.
Sure did. It was amazing. I can't believe it didn't win a Grammy.
Jeez.
Okay. It does need another spin.
It doesn't need another spin.
It does.
Anyways, Krista's 5'2".
Valley Station girls are undeniable.
That's right. Make you pay, then steal your wallet, I think was one of the lines. Krista, listen, it doesn't paint you in a great light. I'm just saying that. But, and listen, you know what? Krista ain't laughing.
No, she's
not. She is not. She is like,
I'm laughing to myself.
All right, Krista's 5'2". She's got blonde hair. She drives an Explorer. She's been married 13 years.
Look at that.
All right, Krista's dude knowledge. All these questions are questions guys would typically know. You can always call Kelly in for help one time, all right?
Got it.
All right, here
Let's
we go.
Let's do this.
First question. What is the primary purpose? We're talking construction here.
Of course.
What is the primary purpose of a countersink drill bit? What is the primary purpose of a countersink drill bit?
My husband's going to be so mad that I don't know this, I'm sure.
Okay. Is he in construction?
Oh, she's calling
He's
you
not
in already.
In construction, but yeah. Kelly, do you know this one?
Okay, so is it when you are drilling a hole?
Okay, she's using hand motions. Okay.
Drilling a hole.
Those are very suspect hand motions, Kelly.
But it makes like a little like ring around it, like it's sunken. The hole is sunken a little bit. Right, not flush.
I'll give that to you. It's so a flathead screw
yes.
can be sit completely flush in the material
yes.
that is drilled in.
Yes.
So it's a countersink. It sinks it a little bit lower.
A little bit lower. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Good job, Kelly.
Yeah. All right, you're one for one. You stop with your hand motions. Kelly's making lewd hand motions with drilling, screwing
my
a hole.
Fingers the drill.
Okay. Krista, I am sorry. This is your experience on this show.
We got it right.
We got it right.
Next question. This is multiple choice. Which component of a car's internal combustion engine is responsible for injecting the air-fuel mixture in the combustion chamber? Is it A, the fuel injector, B, the spark plug, C, the alternator?
I'm going to go with A.
Yeah. First
A,
one, right?
Fuel injector.
Fuel injector. No! Injecting the, are you serious? That's literally, it's in the name.
Spark plug.
What's the fuel injector do then?
It injects fuel. I don't know.
That's dumb.
Okay, you got that wrong. Next question. What is the length of a standard NFL football field? Like goal line to goal line. That's what we'll say.
Choice.
No, this one's not multiple choice.
Oh, dang it. Give her multiple choice.
No. What's the length of a football field? That's all I'm asking.
Like 50
What's
feet.
The length of a standard NFL football field?
You said from like goal to goal line?
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah, we'll go with
back
that.
Back of the end zone to back of the end zone.
No,
right?
Not back. No, Kelly, quit changing the question.
Oh, okay. So the front
goal line
the
to goal
end
line.
Zone. Okay.
100 yards.
100 yards is right.
Oh, look at that!
Yeah, because it would be 120 if you went back of the end zone to back of the end zone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job, Krista. Okay, next question. What is the piece of lumber called that measures 1.5 inches by 3.5 inches? What is that piece of lumber called?
Piece of lumber?
Yeah, I know. Two construction questions in dude knowledge. This
yes.
is a bit much.
Yes.
Yeah, what is the...
You're killing me, Ben.
I know. There's
what,
a standard...
What are the measurements?
1.5 inches by 3.5 inches.
Okay.
What is that standard piece of lumber called? Everybody knows it. Except for Krista.
You don't know. She hasn't guessed yet.
Kelly, do you know this one?
It's a 2x4, right? It's a 2x4.
You've already called Kelly in! But yes, it's a 2x4.
Allie.
You're welcome.
We're home for two on construction here.
I'm practically a carpenter, apparently.
All right, last question. Krista, you've been doing great. Which famous knot... We're talking knots.
Uh-huh.
Which famous knot is traditionally known as the King of Knots because it forms a secure, non-slip loop that will not jam under a heavy load? Is it A, a bowline, B, a square knot, or C, a clove hitch?
All right, I'm totally guessing here, but the only one of those that I've ever heard of is B. So I'm going to go with B.
Yes.
B square knot?
Yes.
Close.
Oh, seriously?
The bowline. Bowline is the king of knots.
What does that even
look
like?
It's legendary in sailing and rescue operations.
Okay, right? So everyone knows about
Every guy knows about sailing and rescue operations. Absolutely. Okay, you know what, Krista? It doesn't matter that you did terrible. we're still going to reward you for your effort, okay?
Okay, I love it. Thank you.
We grade on a curve.
Ish. Krista, hang tight. We're going to get more information from you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.